USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are currently no plans to use the U.S. military to evacuate Americans from Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying Americans have had ample opportunity to leave Ukraine in an orderly manner as Russia prepares for a possible invasion. President Biden and the State Department have advised Americans to exit Ukraine unless they have official diplomatic or military advisory duties. Illinois residents will soon be able to say sayonara to their masks.
On Monday, February 28th, we will lift the indoor mask requirement for the state of Illinois.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker saying that does not, however, apply to schools. Illinois is one of nine states still under a pandemic mask mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Get discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The White House is continuing to work on the supply chain issue that's causing havoc across the country.
The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. We can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
CVS will shut down the pharmacies inside its nearly 10,000 retail locations every day to provide consistent lunch breaks for pharmacy staff. In a statement, the Rhode Island-based company saying, "We want to ensure our pharmacists and pharmacy techs are at their best. Pharmacy desks and drive-up services are now unavailable between 1:30 and 2 p.m. every day for a scheduled lunch break." USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Amid an increase of illegal drugs in the United States, many are turning their attention to the southern border as an entrance point for illegal substances. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter joins Fox Business and says something has to be done with all these drugs entering the United States.
I just wish that this administration were more concerned, or as concerned, I should say, with our southern border and keeping fentanyl and illegal immigrants from coming across that border as they are with our northern border and keeping Canadian truckers from coming down. But the problem truly is the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border.
The congressman referring to an ongoing protest against vaccine mandates in Canada. Representative Carter adds, while these illegal substances are being made in Central America, the supply chain can be tracked back to China. A police department in Florida is admitting an officer that shot a naked, handcuffed man in distress meant to use his taser. The Hollywood Police Department's statement says Michael Ortiz resisted being placed in an elevator back in July, and that's when the officer intended to deploy his taser. He fired his gun instead. The statement goes on to say the officer has been taken off street duty while an investigation is completed. Hollywood police are assisting the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's independent investigation. Ortiz has hired a civil rights attorney. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.